Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fantastically fun-tastic night of Fandom Access. I am your ever-faithful host, AJ. Greetings and salutations. So, ladies, when they get... Oh, look, Karen's here already. Look at that. Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I was just telling our loyal listeners that you guys are going to talk about Killing Eve and Vagrant Queen, and then we're going to do Westworld.
Yay! Okay, so we just need Jamie to roll up here in a minute.
Who just came in?
All right.
I'm here. I came in a few seconds before you started saying you were waiting for me, so.
Oh, hi.
So.
How are you?
Hi. Good. So I finished Killing
here.
Eve. I watched the screener and I forgot that I stopped it before it was over, so I'm an idiot.
That's what happens with screeners. They're not as good.
No, they're not.
Real
because
quick.
They have no captions and they start over.
Go ahead, AJ.
Before you guys get started with either Killing Eve or Vagrant Queen, so Artie and I finished our Twin Peaks rewatch last night.
Oh, yeah?
Rewatch for
me. This is
his
first time,
rewatch
huh?
Rewatch for me. First time for him. And...
Yeah.
He kept pausing the finale to see how much time was left, because he's like, all they're doing is driving. Why is nothing happening? Ooh. This is the last episode. There's 10 minutes left. What the hell is going on? And then when the final moment comes and she screams and it ends, he's like, no. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, no, just no. He goes, you can't do that. I hate David Lynch. He's like, you are not allowed to do that. I'm like, and I'm laughing. I'm laughing hysterically. And he's like, it's not funny. He goes, why would you make me watch this? I was like, because this is real. This is really funny for me right now because I'm literally watching how I myself acted exactly how he was acting.
Yeah.
So I guess
I know. I
just want
to watch a rewatch.
Like watching it.
Yeah.
I gave him a couple minutes to stew in the juices, and then I said, there is good news. I was like, Mark Frost, who is David Lynch's partner and co-creator of Twin Peaks, I was like, about 6 months later, he released a book called Twin Peaks, The Final Dossier, and it answers a bunch of stuff left hanging. I was like, so he's like, I'm reading it. Where is it? I want it now.
He's like he's like father like son with that one boy. He really is likes everything you like and reacts the way you like. He's just like you. And
yeah,
it must
great.
Be he really is. And it must be really fun to rewatch some of your favorite shows with someone, like watching them see it for the first time. And it's his first David Lynch, probably, right? Because a lot of David Lynch is not appropriate for a kid.
He started watching Mulholland Drive and he kept falling asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, you need to start it early. I was like, you can't be tired when you're watching David Lynch. You need to be awake.
Well, that might make sense, even if you are awake.
I told him once we got done with Twin Peaks, one of these nights we'll have to watch Lost Highway. he said to me, he's like, all of David Lynch's stuff like this? I'm like, yes and no.
Yeah. A lot of it's pretty, it's all weird in one way or another, yeah. Oh, that's
but
great. That's great. Corey.
Overall, he enjoyed it. He's like, how did he... He enjoyed it overall, though.
Oh, good.
He had a lot of fun.
Good.
With
it. We got another fan. Excellent.
Yeah. So, all right.
But
yeah.
So you guys do your two shows, and then we'll tackle Westworld.
Okay.
So I was going to say, I just wanted to say quickly before you do that. Speaking of weird finales, of weird shows, I just wanted to talk a second about Dispatches from Elsewhere because. I'm not sure how I feel yet. I think it's going to take a while, and I will kind of, unless you guys plan to watch it, which I didn't think you did, I wanted to kind of talk about the ending a second.
No, I didn't. I don't intend to watch it. I didn't really grab
me
enough.
I think it's a really good show. It's a very strange show, and you have to stick with it. I will say that. But in the end, it's kind of all about, as it was through most of the season, it's kind of all about connections and learning who you are and knowing that everybody's in it together and all that kind of thing. And I really enjoyed it. But what kind of – okay, so for probably 80% of the finale, I'm like, what the hell is happening? Why am I 90% through the finale and I don't understand what the heck's going on? And it kind of made me a little upset. I really liked what they did because I think it was very interesting and meta and broke the fourth wall and all that crap. But, okay, so basically they have the season finale is like Jason Segel rather than his character. He's like suddenly Jason. Although all the other characters were their characters, but they were like in a different version of themselves. And I don't know. I thought maybe they were like showing the next episode of the anthology or something and not explaining it. And I think what they did and how they did the whole thing and like about him making the show, because it ended up, it was kind of like about him making dispatches from elsewhere and everything. And I think it was interesting and it was cool. But what kind of upset me is, I was really into the storyline of the show, and I know it ended up that it was sort of just like his story within a story, but I want to know what happened to the other characters, and I didn't like that, like, they kind of never found their answer or the end of their journey because they kind of bypassed that to make the episode about him. So I don't know how I feel about that, but because it was the finale, I just wanted to comment on that. I would really like to know, to see what happened to them. Even if they're supposed to be, I guess, not real in a sense, because they're supposed to be within a script he wrote, but I still is like, well, I'd still like to know what happened. So anyway, I just wanted to comment on that because I was watched that and I've been thinking about that. So.
Okay. I can't. Sorry, I didn't watch it, so
you
I can't
see it. I just wanted to
comment on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so
sure.
I did not see Vagrant Queen yet. I said that. I had forgotten it was on, and I still go to watch it. I screw up the days on that one. I don't know why.
It's okay. It's not that great a show. I mean, it's an okay show to watch on a Friday night, but it's not, you know, of the quality of even like a Killjoys. It's fine. I mean, it's not meant to be. I think it's meant to be a little schlocky, right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely meant to be silly. I mean, I'm enjoying it, but it's not, like, the fact that I missed it, it's not necessarily must-see TV. But yeah, it's good far for what it is. I haven't seen the last one yet. I've seen up to there. I just didn't see the end.
If I wasn't locked down and forced to stay home every Friday night, we'd see if I'd be watching the show. But since I can't go out of my house for now, we're on week number 8, like, might as well watch it.
I will watch
so,
it. But yeah, but it's
right,
good, but
that's
it's
fine.
Silly. Okay.
When you get caught up, we can, you know, the best thing about it is nice to see Tim Rose on TV.
Yeah, I really like, he's the best part of the show. Him and also like, not that I don't like the main actress, I don't mean it that way or anything, but I like him
fine,
a lot, and I also like, I don't know what her name is, the one that's there with him.
The other female lead, yeah, she's fine, yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed episode I watched, the last one, when they were her and Tim Rosen's character were together on the rooftops and everything because he didn't listen to the guy about the whistle. That's what I had watched last, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks ago now. So we can talk about that show whenever, even if we just wait till the end of the season.
Oh, it was on again.
That's
okay,
fine.
I missed two of them then. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I think because things are so different, I like forget the time things are on. I don't know why. I remember everything's on Sunday, and pretty much everything is. And if it isn't on Sunday, I kind of forget about it by accident.
Yeah. It's fine. It's not that great. We'll just cover it whenever. But you did watch Killing Eve, right? You just watched
the
end of Killing Eve.
I just watched the end of that. I thought I had watched further than that, which is why I didn't worry about it, but I realized I didn't. I mixed up the episodes. But I watched the end of it now. I think it was really good in its own – that show gets really strange and really dark and in a funny way, you know. I forgot. This episode, the beginning of it, was with the baby, right?
Yeah.
You know – part of that scene was funny because it was meant to be funny, but I kind of found part of that scene disturbing as well. And because, I mean, that's what this show is. But I don't know. Part of me is kind of like, I don't know if I like this, that they just, like, left the baby there and everything and put it in the garbage and it's supposed to be funny. And I get that it's a comedy, but it's very dark. But
yeah,
I mean, so
I know that it's a dark show and that she's an assassin, but it really was unnecessary to kill the nanny.
Right.
For Villanelle to kill the nanny, because she could have just the nanny never saw her.
At least she didn't kill the baby, though. That's something. But
yeah.
I thought maybe
she
could have killed the baby at that point.
The nanny never saw her, and so
yeah, there was no reason.
Like, she killed her just to kill her, right? And then she's curious about this baby. I mean, it does sort of pay off later in the episode a little bit, where it seems like Villanelle is now interested.
Thinking,
you know, she
family.
Says to, what's the Russian guy's name, her old boss? I forget, it's Constantine. She says to Constantine, like, what did you think I was like as a baby? And she wants to find her family and stuff. And so that's kind of interesting. And, it, you know, I guess seeing that baby sort of set her on this thing, we'll see if it lasts. But yeah, it was a little, even for this show, it was a little bit too far almost for me, right?
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. Like, it was funny, but I was kind of like cringing. Like, I don't know if this should be funny. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how to feel. Let's put it that
mm-hmm.
way.
Because
it is a baby. And I mean, she didn't hurt the baby per se, but the things she did to the baby weren't okay either. I don't know. I just found it disturbing. But that's what this show is. But aside from that, the part with, like, her and Eve obviously was kind of unexpected, definitely unexpected to Eve. I think that kind of what's happening is interesting. I don't know that I necessarily want them together, but at the same time, I mean, their relationship is obviously very strange. But the part that I more was interested in the episode and kind of shocked by was the whole last bit, with at first thinking Carolyn was killed, because I'm like, they're not going to kill her. And then she shoots through the window, and obviously they definitely wanted you to think she was dead. But I guess the bullet must have grazed her, and obviously she wasn't aiming for her. She would have been dead. But, I don't know. That was, like, big, like, you really thought she was dead. I'm like, they did it again? Really? They just killed her for fun. Why'd they do that? I guess that guy she knew and liked, too. I didn't quite get, because she was saying about doing stuff to people you love, and I didn't get that she knew him and then I figured she did, but I mean, I didn't get how she knew him.
I guess she knew him from the old days.
He moved to the other side,
you know,
I guess.
I think that scene was a little, so they want you to think that Villanelle's coming from Carolyn and that Carolyn's dead. It was a little contrived, I felt, because Villanelle is a professional, and would it not be easier to shoot the man in the back seat through the back window than to have to shoot, like, through Carolyn's window between the two headrests in the back to, like, get the guy perfectly in the head? Like, I felt like, Villanelle take the kill shot in a more, like, in a more definite way of getting him, right? Like, it just felt like they contrived it so that we would think Carolyn was dead, but it didn't
definitely.
Like, it required Villanelle to behave in a way that I thought maybe was not the most efficient way to kill someone.
But the only
not
thing I wonder about this.
I mean, Villanelle, just a second, Villanelle has a flair for, like, a dramatic or artistic kill, right?
Yeah, well, yeah,
but
definitely.
That was neither, but anyway. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, that's why I wonder if that was totally just, like you said, like, manufactured by the writers, or if there was a point to that, because I'm thinking about the fact that, like, how we said she didn't need to kill the nanny. She could have killed all three of them. She has to know, I mean, I'm trying to think, I don't think she's ever interacted with Carolyn, but she knows who Carolyn is. She knows that Eve knows Carolyn and that, and I almost wonder if kind of, like, that's a message, like, I can
she's
get
met
to the
Carolyn.
People. Do you think,
she's
you
met, First of all, in season one, Carolyn went to the prison that she was in and spoke to her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's right.
But, like, the total point of season two, remember, was that Carolyn wanted to hire Eve to draw this guy out not kill him, but she betrayed Eve because she knew that Villanelle would really kill him, like, the whole thing. business, right? Of why.
Yeah, I was her that betrayed him, so yeah. I don't know. I just wondered if maybe there was something in there that was sort of like a message to Eve, or was going to end up that it was. But they didn't play it that way, so it didn't really matter. But
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out more.
What about the fact that Nico left? I feel like they did that just to get him out of the way. Am I wrong, though?
No, Eve deserves
He deserved it.
He begged her to be more careful, to not, he never wanted to take the job. She never listened to him one step of the way. She knowingly put Nico's life in danger. The woman that Nico was dating got murdered by Villanelle because of Eve. I mean, he should run from this woman. And she continues to, I mean, she refuses any security when there's a elite assassin after her because she wants Eve to come to her. Why is Eve declining security? There's no reason to decline security except that, like, she wants.
Well, she made a comment.
Eve,
what happens if you
she
take
wants
that
Villanelle
security,
to come
though.
To her?
But yeah,
she wants
I agree. I think part of her does. But I don't know. I just wondered
Nico's
if there
right.
was more to it than there was. But I don't know. To me, it just seemed like I wondered if they sent him away simply to get him out of the way of the storyline. I don't know. I just kind of wonder what their point was. But I guess we haven't seen all the seasons, so it's kind of hard
to
tell.
I think the point is that Eve is embarked on this incredibly self-destructive obsession with Villanelle, and her life gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
And she doesn't care who
and
she hurts. Yeah, I know.
She's lost everything and continues to, like, be attracted to this woman. Like,
yeah.
You know? I think Nico did the right thing. It's realistic that Nico should leave her, I think.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's the right thing.
Surprised, I guess.
And I think it's just like when you think Eve's life can't get any shittier. I mean, I think maybe they shouldn't have brought him back at all. Like, he only had like that one scene and they could have written it that Nico had left him in the off season, but like they made it even worse that she's like going to this like facility to visit him. And then he like leaves without even saying goodbye. Like, it did seem to me, remember that scene where she visits him? And it did seem like they didn't really have much to say to each other, and he was just tolerating her and didn't really want her to be there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Eve, her life is like, oh my, like, could her life get worse? I don't know.
Yeah, but she's caused it. I mean, granted, she didn't kill people and Villa was an assassin, but I mean, she caused a lot of it because she could have changed it, stopped it, and she never tried to. So,
she's,
you know. In her own bed that she made, as they say.
And then, I mean, you saw at the ending how she takes that little heart out of the bear and she, like, holds it to her ear and plays Villanelle's voice, like, over and over and over again, right? She loves Villanelle.
Yeah, like, strange obsession. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you're right. Like, to say she's in love with her is maybe not the right thing. I mean, I think she's in love with her, but I think it's like a fatal attraction kind of a situation. Sort of. I mean, not really, because in fatal attraction, like, Glenn Close goes insane and tries to kill her. Like, do you think Eve believes that Villanelle won't hurt her?
I think that Eve, for whatever reason, is attracted to her, but I think she's also attracted to the danger, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know that it's all Villanelle. I think that she likes the chase and likes that she's into her and that all this stuff is happening. Like, as much as she doesn't want people to get hurt, I feel like part of her likes what's going on, if that makes any sense at all. And I think she's not sure, and it's like she doesn't see – sometimes she doesn't see the other side of what's happening. It's like Nico left and she's still – it's like calling him, trying to get him back. Like, if she loved him, wouldn't she be like, you know, this is the best thing for him? I mean, maybe she wouldn't, but I'm just saying, like, she seems to not care about anybody else. And
I also think
can't let it go, too.
It needs to be recognized that, like, Villanelle killed, what's the husband's name? I forgot the husband's name. It just went out of my head. Nico. Villanelle killed Nico's girlfriend.
Oh, Nico's girlfriend. Yeah, I thought, sorry, I misunderstood. Yeah.
She did it to hurt Eve. She did it to drive a wedge between Nico and Eve, right? Like, Villanelle
didn't
killed...
really care, which is part of the problem.
Well, yeah, that you know? Made Nico, like, well, I don't think she even, like, recognized the damage that was done to her relationship. Like, Eve is so self-absorbed and can't really
yeah.
see, like, she wants Nico to love her and be with her, but she
yeah,
can't
she
see
to,
beyond the end of her own nose, right, of what she wants and needs.
Yeah.
He's a very
now, I,
self-centered person, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I think she's obsessed with her, and obviously it's not healthy, but I definitely don't think she's, like, in love with her. Not like Villanelle, I think, is... I mean, I don't know that Villanelle is exactly in love with Eve either, but her obsession runs much deeper. She wants to, like, own her, I guess, is kind of the way I look at it. Like, she wants
well,
what she wants, and Eve is right now what she wants.
I mean...
And does she think that Villanelle won't kill her? I think she thought before she wouldn't, and then she shot her, so I don't know how to answer
yeah.
that.
But and shot her very seriously.
Her,
yeah.
Kissed her. I mean, that was just kind of dumb. But
yeah.
that's neither here nor there.
I mean, maybe she kissed her to, like, throw her off base for a second so she got away. I don't know.
I think she was just kind of like she didn't know what to do. And it, I don't know. Like, it was the heat of the moment. Not that that's okay, but I kind of, that's how I felt it, like, it went.
I mean, one difference is that Villanelle is a psychopath. Like a legit... A legit psychopath with no, like, she has no empathy. She has no, you know, ability to, like, really understand other people or connect. She's got, like, some very serious, like, psychiatric problems.
Yeah.
Eve's problems are less dangerous. I mean, she, you know, she's not a psychopath. She's got some problems there, but Eve is, you know, Villanelle is. What do you think about...
I was just thinking, though, I don't know, I was thinking about the quote in Sherlock, but I was just thinking about it because I think to some extent Eve is a sociopath, not an evil one,
yeah.
but she's... Yeah.
yeah.
That's kind of
yeah.
what I'm thinking right now.
yeah,
true.
I think so.
Sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to just change the subject a little bit. So Constantine has a storyline that Villanelle comes to him...
That was so
help.
Funny. Or I meant the part in the bed was so funny.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. I mean, and so Constantine was trying to, this guy was the accountant was Constantine's friend, and Constantine was trying to help him, and now it turns out that Villanelle, his protege, has killed his friend, right?
That being said, though, I don't think she knew he was his friend, although she would have killed him anyway, but I'm saying I don't think she actually knew it.
No, I don't think she knew either, and you're right, she doesn't care. Even if she knew. I'm interested where that story goes because they've introduced Dasha. Dasha, is that her name? The new Russian handler. And I do love her, and I love that dynamic. I think it was good to give Eve a new to give Villanelle a new handler this season to mix it up a little bit. And I like her, and I like their scenes together. She's much more like Villanelle than
yeah.
Constantine maybe is. But Constantine appears to, you know, he's getting drawn into the story finally this episode.
Yeah. But I like their interactions too, though. I mean, I like to see him with Villanelle.
I do.
They have
you know, especially when he was her boss and had like a father figure role to play. I mean, it's interesting to see, you know, he's sort of on the way down and Villanelle believe she's on the way up. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure I believe that the 12 is actually going to let her be a manager.
Yeah, I kind of question that too.
She's not management material in my estimation,
no,
right?
She's not. She's too off the rails, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty, I mean, and so the other thing is that we're only really early into the investigation of Kenny's death, and they're following the money right now, and we'll see where
right.
that money's going to lead. Not too far, because I'm kind of assuming, even though it's early, that we get, is this already renewed for next season? Did it get a two-season renewal?
I believe so.
I think it did, yeah.
I'm pretty sure,
so... It was a good week. We don't really talk enough about the costumes, which were always fantastic. mean,
yeah,
Philomel's costumes are fantastic, and like tons of like editorial.
Although
you
I didn't like that really huge suit. She looked weird in that. I don't know. I kept thinking I don't like that suit. But other than that, yes, the costumes are usually very good.
Her menswear sometimes looks better than that. She wears a lot of menswear,
but
that
was
a little
didn't fit.
I did like that sort of 60s looking dress, that the yellow dress she had on. I liked. I mean, her costumes, I'm not enough of a fashion person to really talk about these costumes, but they're fantastic.
No, but they're usually interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the way, I mean, they have put Sandra Oh in some great costumes in the past, but this season she's wearing, like, gigantic baggy gray T-shirts. Like, her costumes basically look like pajamas. They her costumes communicate like Eve's misery and how her life is just like completely in the gutter right now.
I definitely think they represent how she feels. I agree with that. It's kind of showing the place she's at right now.
I like Carolyn's costumes too, but
I think the whole wardrobe's usually usually done
wardrobe's
well.
Wardrobe's fantastic. Yeah,
but to be honest, the show's generally shot well in that sense too. Like, it's always got interesting things to look at, just the way they do the show in general. I'm kind of curious to see, you know, where they're going. I kind of wonder that Eve is going to go, I don't know, further out now that Nico's not there at all. I kind of wonder because, I don't necessarily think he kept her back from going completely crazy. I don't want to say crazy. I can't think of what I mean, but like she's, you know, a lot of times she should stop and think about what she's doing. And she, to some extent, I think listened to Nico, not a whole lot, but I feel like now that he's not there, she is not going to play it safe. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. I think it'll make it interesting either way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
And Kenny too. Kenny was a little bit of a, I mean, he wasn't really able to control her, but he was like friend. He was like her friend on the inside. He's the only person she remained friends with when she left MI6, right? There in some ways losing Kenny, I think, is harder for her than losing Nico.
Because
Nico's alive and Kenny's dead. But Kenny may have been killed. It's going to turn out that it's connected to Villanelle, of course. It's going to be.
It's her fault.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe Villanelle did kill her. We don't really know.
But I feel like it's going to turn out to be an indirectly caused by some of Eve's actions in the past.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. I think that's likely.
And the whole show seems to be about
her
screwing up.
Probably not.
She can't stop herself. She can't stop
herself. That's the problem,
Yeah,
she doesn't learn. I was thinking about what we said about the Man in Black last time. She grows as a character, right, in a different way. But, I mean, she does not learn from her mistakes of what she let her do. She continues to do it over and over again. And I think that's one of her biggest flaws.
Yep, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I agree with you for sure, yep.
All right.
So, okay, we got it about covered.
Yeah, can we move on to Westworld?
While AJ comes back in, I would just, since AJ talked about what he's watching, I know I've been telling you guys for weeks that I'm going to watch Battlestar Galactica, and so I started watching it this week.
You never
watched
it the original time, did you? I forgot.
No, and I'm on episode 7, and I have to say, I really don't like the show. I hate Trisha Helfer. God! I shouldn't say I hate her. I've never met her. I don't hate her as a person. I don't like her character. I don't like her acting. Every scene that she comes on, I'm like, can we please, move it along?
Well, you definitely does not like her character, I think. But, you know, here's the thing, okay? I loved Battlestar Galactica for what it was overall as a series. The commentary it makes, and just it's good, and it's made really well and everything, and I like it. But I will say one thing. There are times that I sometimes got, I don't want to say bored, but one of the things, because I said this to somebody, I forget who it was, maybe it was you, AJ, I'd said before, that The one thing that I didn't like as much about Stargate were the episodes that they spent the whole time on the ships. And then somebody said to me, that's what Battlestar Galactica is, the whole thing. And they're right. For a big,
yeah.
Now, granted, that's not always true because that – but I don't want to spoil what's going to happen. But that isn't always true. But I do sometimes with the whole everything in space, it gets a little too political and it gets, like, I don't want to say boring exactly, but it kind of drags out a little bit there. But overall, I think it's a good show and it's worth watching. But it's definitely got a lot of serious political stuff in the middle there.
Yeah. I mean,
but it has a lot of good
stuff
too.
You guys know I'm going to hate a show that, like, one third of it is basically a hallucination, right?
That's
a horrible character.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's a horrible character hallucinating about a even more horrible character. And all they do
wrong,
is show her skin.
Only season one. That part? Is that past that? Is he there?
I heard him laughing.
I can't remember,
gone.
But it doesn't last forever. But yeah, I forgot. You're talking about Voltar, right?
Yeah. And I hate hallucinations. And I hate.
I know you do.
I hate gratuitous skin. And, like, that whole storyline exists so they can, like, put a close-up on Trisha Helfer's, like, half-covered boobs.
Yeah, that's probably true. But I think, don't forget, she's supposed to be...
I know. She's his... I mean, I know what it's supposed to be, but, I'm pushing through it, because if the show had not... If this show was running in its initial run... I would have turned it off by now. It's only because this show has achieved cult status and I feel like it's a big gap in my science fiction like history that I need to watch it. I would have turned it off by now.
I think it's worth it. I think you'll like it. It does at points. I know what you mean, but I think overall it's definitely a really good show and I think you'll like it.
All right. Well, I'll report back.
I guess it remains to be seen.
I'll report back when I watch more.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well,
all right.
So now we move on to is AJ back? We can move on to Westworld, or is he not?
Yeah,
I hear AJ.
I thought I heard him, and then he was quiet again, so I wasn't sure.
He was there, and then he was gone. Okay, Westworld, second to last episode. Who of you would like to go first?
I can go. I just was going to say I don't want Dolores and Maeve to fight. I feel like I'd love to, I mean, don't get me wrong, the fight was awesome. I wanted to see them fight. I don't mean it that way. I like the actual fight. I don't want them to be against each other. I feel like they could make a really good team, and I'm curious to see where this is going to go after the season finale because it's kind of strange where it's heading. But there were a lot of things to like about this episode. I didn't get it first. I don't know why, but I didn't get it first that Clementine – I was kind of confused at first what she was doing there, but I guess she's with Maeve, and for whatever reason, I just didn't get that at the beginning. But I think that whole thing was interesting, but I just feel like they could, I don't know, I feel like they could work together. But obviously, Hale, Dolores, whatever they want to call her, is mad at her now too. So she sort of seems to have jumped ship with Maeve. But I still see kind of the good in a lot of what Dolores is doing, just maybe not in the right way. But I feel like she's maybe after the right thing, but I think a lot of this show is about kind of, you know, the gray area, and because the truth is, if you think about it, this machine and even the guy that made it, originally it was to save humanity, and he feels, as pretty much all villains feel, that what he's doing was justified, and obviously it didn't work out that way. I was not surprised that it ended up that Caleb was a patient there. I thought that it was getting pretty obvious that he had his mind altered because, I mean, he didn't remember things. The fact that he actually came out of the war and they had him continue to kill people and think he was doing something completely different than he was doing, I was surprised about. But I think now this is going to kind of become his mission to stop them. So I'm kind of curious how that's going to go. But I also was really surprised that that to stop Maeve, she turned them both off. I thought that was interesting. And then I think the other main thing I have to say is about William and and Bernard and all them, obviously, as we said before, he still hasn't learned. He continues to think that he knows what he's doing, and he's like, this is what, you know, my mistake that caused all these problems was creating these. He didn't create the robots. I mean, yes, I know. He had a big part in Westworld, but that's not really the sins he needs to be paying for, in my opinion. That's not necessarily the most important things, and he shouldn't be going about it the way he is. But I don't know. I think it's interesting. It seems, though, like we said before, I think they're cramming too much in before the finale. I'm curious kind of how it's going to go towards the finale. I don't know. I think that's about all I got to say right now. Go ahead. I'll add when you guys say things.
Okay. AJ.
I guess
thoughts?
I thought the episode was amazing. I mean, I'm with Jamie. I want Maeve and Dolores to band together, but I get why they're not. Because,
yeah,
honestly, if Dolores and Maeve are on the same side right now, they win easily. I don't think anyone can defeat them if they're together. I think that's where it will ultimately end up. Because, I mean, you even hear Dolores. She's like, I don't want to, you know, Dolores doesn't want to fight Maeve. And
yeah, I
kind of
wonder if the last episode.
You know, and I'll be honest, though, I felt like after the end of this episode, I kind of got that feeling. You know, I know it's been renewed for season 4, and obviously we can't wrap the whole thing up in one episode, but how much more does this actually have in it? Because where else do you go? You just had a big fight with Maeve and Dolores. You know, we're kind of coming to the end game of things here. So,
yeah, and also, it's showing that we're like them.
How far can this keep going? Yeah, like, I feel like season 4.
Like, what stories are left to play? That's kind of what I was feeling, too, and wondering where they're going. But it could be somewhere completely different.
So,
I mean, season 2, I was like, didn't know where the hell they were going, and they completely changed it, so.
But in the Caleb storyline, I mean, we kind of saw that coming. You know, that he killed his partner. That he killed his partner, and we knew that his memory probably wasn't quite what we were seeing. But I don't know how I feel about it, honestly, especially with, you know, Bernard and Stubbs. They're like, you know, this is what we're looking for. What's the point of him and everything? And, you know, Bernard's like, it's not Dolores that's going to destroy the world. It's him, you know?
Yeah,
so,
but he said it in a way
like,
that I think he thinks Dolores wants to destroy everything. And I don't think she does. I think that he might be right, and that might be what, transpires, is that he makes things worse. But I definitely don't believe that that's what she's after at this point. I just think Bernard doesn't quite know what's what either.
So I have a lot of problems with this episode. So I like this episode. I have a lot of problems with the show right now. I am to start with, I feel like the Dolores versus Maeve fight was really not as epic as it should have been or could have been, because I don't feel they played up the conflict enough. We saw most of the season Maeve was trapped in a simulation, and then she had a single conversation, not even a real conversation with Dolores in the world. Somehow, she seems to have some, like, first of all, this is like a Jack Bauer level of travel around the world, where they're in a different country. All the people are in different countries all the time, and then all of a sudden they're in the same place all the time, because I guess they can beam themselves around, but I feel like the Dolores and Maeve, I enjoyed their conversation, their previous conversation, where Dolores was like, I don't want to fight you. This week, I felt a little bit more when Dolores was like, why are we fighting? I was like, because you suck and you have to go. I felt a little bit like, remember when Voldemort says, like, all of you come over to my side, every drop of magical blood that's spilled is a waste. And that's what I felt like Dolores was, like, saying to Maeve, like, I don't want to kill you because you're a robot and there's not that many of us around anymore. Not really, because, like, whereas their previous conversation, I think, was a much better interaction because they really felt each other's point of view. Anyway, I thought that
yeah.
I feel like I would have liked to have maybe seen a couple more episodes of them chasing after each other, playing cat and mouse, like looking around each
talking,
other instead of
attacking each other. I think.
Oh, instead of Maeve has been sidelined for the entire season in a simulation
yeah.
until now, right?
Yeah.
Maeve didn't
like,
really do anything.
Like
the whole
one of the
season.
Best parts of the
show. I'm disappointed in that. I'm disappointed that Bernard and Tubbs have really no purpose except to deliver exposition in this scene. And that, like,
I feel like,
first of all, where did they learn all this stuff that they were like dumped? Like their total point in
the
whole
computer.
Show. Wait, let me finish. Their whole point in the whole show, yeah, is to show up and explain everything to William, who's been sidelined the whole season also. Like, what is their purpose? We were told that Dolores had some big end game for Bernard, and apparently she doesn't. Her big end game is for Caleb. So I'm really disappointed that Bernard, who was pivotal in the first two seasons, it is like these two are like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, right? Running around and so I'm disappointed in that. I don't know if you guys, I'm disappointed in William. I don't know if you guys read the article I sent you, the short interview with Ed Harris.
I read part of it.
He really seems
yeah,
to not
it.
Be happy with the way his character has gone this season, huh?
I wouldn't
like,
be happy
like,
if
I, to paraphrase his quote, he was like, I signed up to play the man in black, not the man in white, and this hasn't really been the most fun season to shoot. He's been sidelined by himself for a lot of it. And so I feel like the Caleb backstory was really interesting, but I also feel like it's not well explained how Dolores knew about him. And like, this is Dolores' big plan is to rely on this guy who And it's all sprung upon him at the last minute. I do appreciate the backstory, which, as AJ says, we've been trying to figure out. But I think the problem with 8 episodes and this happening in episode 7 is I'm not invested in him because he's only been in like 3 or 4, like not even all the episodes, right? So I don't really care about him the way I care about some of these other characters, and maybe if we had 10, I'd feel a little more invested in him, and I don't have high hopes for, I don't know, end where he's like got that mad look on his face, and he's now like the whole, like it just doesn't make sense how Dolores supposedly planned this all from the jump. How did she see what even Rehoboam
well,
could see?
I don't think she did, though.
I
don't
feel
think
like
she did. She
they...
met him by accident.
Did she?
Yeah, but I
Did
wonder
she?
That I feel like you, what you're talking about, like they're not getting
no
enough
way.
The characters. I almost feel like they thought we need 8 instead of 10 to save money, which I know isn't the case. But they were like, we need to cut down episodes to save money. Well, you know what? We think Dolores is the most important part and the most interesting part, so let's just cut everybody else down. And like instead of like they cut too much of it, that you know what I mean? Because it's like we're missing the meaningful character development. And not that the Dolores stuff isn't good, but that's, I think, why it feels like there's not enough, because it's focused so much on that side of it. And, like, one of the things about Westworld, I feel like, is always getting to see both sides. And that's why I think, like, they needed Maeve and Bernard to show what's going on the opposite. But they just didn't do it enough because they didn't. Yeah, I think 8 episodes was a mistake. But
well,
sorry,
I
just wanted to clarify.
Karen and I have been saying that all along.
Yeah, no, I know.
Karen and I have been saying that all along, that you know that this 8 episode arc is not doing it justice. As back to the Caleb point, there's no way she could have planned any of that. There was no way she could have known that he was going to stumble upon her in that alley. There was no possible way. And if that's how if that's what they want us to believe, that's where this ends up going.
Yeah, but didn't she have the information that thing was? The only thing is that thing was spitting out like the information of what was going to happen in the future, and she could look at it because she knew the, I don't know what it's called, the machine, not the one, not Solomon, the original machine, because that's how she knew everything about him.
Solomon
yeah.
is original.
So I kind of wonder that she hadn't watched it, but at the same time, the question is, if Solomon couldn't predict her, could Rehoboam or whatever it is, could he predict Dolores at all? Because obviously she's like the big outlier because she's not human. But I'm kind of curious, like, was it just supposed to be that machine had already predicted a lot of it, and that's how she knew? I don't know. And that's why they're trying to stop her.
You, I cannot be convinced that that he was always her end game. I think he was just somebody that she stumbled upon and you worked into her fold. There's just no possible way she could have anticipated him.
So
because
her end game
if we're
changed.
Gonna play that game, if we're gonna play that type of game with this show, then everything's predetermined and nothing matters and I care less. If that's
yeah.
the way with it. Like,
yeah.
So I can't
Let
see
me...
that being it.
I just want to say two things, and I want to ask. First, I want to say something, then I want to ask you something. I was thinking about, though, he gets upset, like, what, you know, or how many people are you going to kill? I just wish at some point that Dolores would actually say, hey, you know, I was raped and murdered and tortured every day in my life. Like, she never says, like, some of the things that have happened, and sometimes I think that would help to convince people. But aside from that, what I want to ask you guys is I wasn't looking at theories. I don't like looking at theories with this show, like, especially on Reddit, because they guess too many things. But it was in the review that I, or the recap, that I read. I honestly don't remember where it was that I read it. But apparently there's a theory running around that Serac, like all of Serac, is a hologram. And he's not really there at all. How do you guys feel about that? I'm not sure what I think. Because I hadn't even thought of it till I read that.
I mean, it's possible we've never seen the real Serac, that we've always seen a hologram. That's possible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But, I mean, is that to say that he's not a live human being somewhere in the world and that he's purely a projection? That, I don't know if I can get behind that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I'm just kind of, I wasn't sure what to think about it.
Yeah, I don't like that. And I don't think there's any way it can be, because last week when he's talking to Hale and he's a hologram when she shoots at him, and then you see him in the other office, you're telling me they're both
that's right,
holograms?
They
show him. Like, it just, it
wouldn't make sense that it's a hologram
just,
looking at a hologram.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you what they said. I didn't say I made it up. I forgot that.
So I think that Dolores really feels like a robot to me this season in a way that she didn't in the past. Like, she was a lifelike robot who had feelings and ideas, and she wanted to be free. And, like, Dolores had, like, a lot of motivation, and you know, Arnold had set her on this path to self-awareness or whatever. And this season, she's like the Terminator. Like, she just gets shot in every episode.
Yeah.
She keeps walking. She's got this master plan that we never see her, like, developing it or learning about it or changing things. Or she's just like a robot that's on a mission, and she doesn't share any information with any, but not with the audience, not with any other characters. Not like we have, like, massive exposition from Dolores all the time when they just show up in Mexico, and she's like, oh. Like it's a little bit annoying to me. I mean, she was kind of like that last year, that she had this plan and she never told anyone and they all just followed her blindly. But those were other, like, hosts following her. This is a human who's chosen to follow her and blindly without her ever explaining anything, which to me is a little,
feels like
I don't know.
So much,
like, she really just feels like a robot, like a Terminator, and is lacking any of the, like, personality that made us want her to be free in the past two seasons, right?
Although I didn't like her as much last season either. Like, I liked her more as the original Dolores when she was good. Not that it's about her being good. I just mean I liked that version of the character better because she seemed more developed. Last year she just kind of went all killer mode, same as she is this year. But yeah, they didn't I agree with you what you mean. She's sort of stiff.
I mean,
and
she had
writing.
A point of view and a mission in season two, and this season she's got a mission, but it's very she's a robot on a mission. She's not
She doesn't care so much about killing the people. That's kind of, I think, where I feel like if Dolores is who she was in the beginning, she should have a little more sympathy than she does. I get maybe last year she didn't because these people, what they did to her, but the humans now, they're not all bad, and she just, like, kills them and doesn't even blink. That, I think, is what
That's not true at all. What humans has she killed that haven't been trying to kill her?
She hasn't killed that many humans. I mean, she killed Liam.
Well, but there's a lot of them she could have got around not killing if she had tried. I feel like she doesn't – I don't know. I just feel like there should be more reaction, I guess. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion on the character.
I think that she pretty much.
I just would like to see it.
I think she pretty much hates all humans, except for maybe Arnold. If there's anything that she was taught, it's that all humans are horrible people.
But do you think she's not trying to set them free then? Do you think that's a lie? Because if she hates them, why would she try to help them?
She's not trying to set them free because she's loved them. She's set them free because she just wants to give a big fuck you to the higher power that sets something up. Dolores is like whole thing, her whole like loop is to like bring things down and like be a destroyer in the name of like a greater good. But I think it's about her. Like, I don't think she has a love for humanity and sees that they should be free. She just
she sees
just like Ford. She sees a higher power that was subjugating her or subjugating people, and she wants to bring down the power. She doesn't necessarily want to help the people. She's not ground up. She's top down. In my opinion,
yeah.
she's not like, I love the people, so I have to set them free, like some great French revolutionary singing on a barricade. She's more like, I just hate the king, and the king's got to go. And if she destroyed every single person's life by sending them their own case file, and she really doesn't care. People are starving and shooting each other in the streets. She doesn't care. She only cares that she's bringing down Syrah.
That's the part I'm connecting with, and that's kind of the part that I'm saying I would like to see her have more empathy, I guess.
She's a robot.
But it's the point of saying the whole point of it is she or is she real? And I feel like you said, exactly like you said, they're making her too robotic rather than trying to make her have a personality and be trying to be real, you know?
Yeah.
So that definitely ties back into what you said.
Dolores, Charlotte is the
definitely more human.
the version of Dolores who seems to continue to evolve.
Right. It's like her clothes are evolving and she's the only one that's not.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
I ranted a lot, but this episode for me was the episode that crystallized for me all my problems with the show. Like, I didn't even necessarily know I had all these problems till the episode. I was like, oh my God, Tubbs and Bernard and Hemsworth are like a pointless. They're like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. They're like those two extra characters in the Shakespeare show in the Shakespeare play that provide commentary but don't actually really do anything, right? And they I'm really, really disappointed at this. I'd say the sidelining of Bernard is maybe my biggest disappointment of the season. I mean, the Man in Black. He continues to be just a completely irredeemable person. He has no redeeming quality, which you might have thought he had. And I mean, his loop is his inability to learn, right? Like do you guys catch that moment when he's speaking to Stubbs and he calls him a can opener?
I thought it was horrible, but it was funny.
It really is a horrible, horrible insult, right? Against this lifelike thing that maybe thinks he's a human or did at some point. And I just, it's begun to really grate on me that William, he's the one character who's shown really zero growth in three seasons. He maybe regressed from when he was Jimmy Simpson. And after what he's seen, after being in love with a robot, and seeing robots become sentient, and seeing all this,
he should still be the one person that isn't like that.
I mean, even Logan learned, right? He's the one person who can't, get past, and I don't know what it is, but they could have done more with him. Maybe they're saving him for next season, but I wonder if Ed Harris will do it next season.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Taryn.
Yeah, yeah.
You're forgetting something very important.
Yeah?
He's a good guy. He told us.
Oh, yeah, he's a good guy. I'm the good guy. I mean,
yeah,
I guess that was... I guess maybe there are some viewers who would interpret that as a full circle moment where... In season one, he puts on the white hat, and then in season two, he puts on the black hat, and now he thinks he's a white hat again?
But that's what I mean. He isn't a white hat. I don't care what color he wears. That's the part that's kind of dumb.
But
and maybe what
see,
you haven't
problem,
like. That's kind of what I'm like annoyed with.
The problem with
the
William
guy.
Is, and again, this all the problems we have in the show or with characters, it all comes back to one very important thing. They gave us 8 episodes instead of 10.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're not, at some point, like, the great thing about season 1 of Westworld, the thing I loved about it was the character development. And the mystery is great, and I love the mystery. We all love the mystery. But especially Karen and I, we like the character development. And they've taken that away for the sake of getting from A to B with a story, okay? I don't know if, you know, they have a vision of how many episodes to get where they want
to
go.
Yeah,
but
I'd
like
to know why they took the season.
So for some reason with this season, they lost sight of what made the show great. What made the show great was not the special effects or the sci-fi aspect or even the mystery. It's the character development. Because if you don't care about the characters and you don't understand why they're doing what they're doing, the rest becomes just a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah, and you know, usually that bothers me less. But I think it bothers me a lot with this, too, that that's not there. Because there's been something about it that I've just been, like, not as invested.
And that's saying something, because you usually care for more for the mystery. So if the character part of it is bothering you, that really speaks volumes to me as somebody that knows how you are, that there's definitely a problem here. Because I think William was a decent guy. And I think his heart was in the right place. And he felt, and he lost sight of the fact that Dolores was essentially a robot, and that he was living in a robot world. He fell in love with the image of her and what she was programmed to be,
and then had his heart broken.
He turned into this mean, sadistic, nasty person who just never recovered from it and doesn't understand. I mean, he ended up killing his own daughter because he is so
he's haunted by that, but not so upset by it, which is, I think,
that's the thing, though. We see in his in the flashback last week that there's always been something not quite right with him. He's always had this superiority complex issue.
Yeah,
and it's
and
just
violence.
It's come through into this where we are now with him, and it's just. I almost feel like his character is kind of pointless now. Like, again, it's because we don't have enough information because they haven't developed anything. They've kind of just thrown aspects at us this season.
Yeah, I hope he's in next season. He's a really good character, but not if they're going to continue.
I mean, he's a really good actor. He's not a really good character right now.
No, he was.
He's a great actor.
He's not this season, no, but he was a really good
character. I'm very disappointed at the lack of consequences for having killed his daughter. I mean, we only saw it referred to, like, kind of once, and, you know, I felt like, you know, here's a man who, he refuses to acknowledge that these robots are anything more than machines, and he calls Stubbs a can opener, and yet this
now
is
he's
a man
blaming himself.
Who,
he's like, it's my fault
but wait,
I did this. Like, they were there before.
But wait, this is a man who, like, this is a man who so couldn't tell the difference between a robot and life that he fell in love with a robot, and he further, like, he couldn't tell his daughter from a robot. Like, he thought it was a robot. So there's two things there. Either, like these robots are so lifelike that it fooled him. The man who created the robots, by his own words, can't tell them apart. But also, I guess it means he knew his own daughter so little that he couldn't tell. He knew his daughter so little that he couldn't tell her from a robot. And there's no, like, he's learned nothing. It doesn't touch him. He doesn't, like, we haven't seen any, I mean, we haven't seen anything from him except for, like, maybe one, we saw that one, like, hallucination in season one. And then he actually announces in this, like, I really felt talked down to by the writers when he said, I'm ready. I faced my demons. They say I faced my demons or I dealt with my past and I'm ready to go now.
Yeah, like,
I'm like,
no,
oh
you
my
didn't.
God. Like, really? What are we, like, I'm really, that's a disappointment to me that they didn't give that we had to spend time on, like, other, like, on a drug trip. on an Aaron Paul drug trip. That's an interesting side story. Okay, they got this cool drug that makes him explode.
Not when you have 8 now.
Could we have put some of that time into William's character development?
But why does he keep acting like he created them? That's the part to me that it's like, I don't know if that's just his, like, I don't, like his ideas of grandeur or what. Because, yes, he's kind of at fault for Dolores, but the
he invested all of Delos' money. He bought the park.
He invested it, but he didn't create them.
He invested all of Delos' money in that park, and he gave Ford a free hand. He basically was like, Ford, you can do whatever you want. I get my month in the park every year to do whatever I want. He was a big backer of Ford.
Right,
but I mean,
Ford had already created them, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, he wasn't
responsible
for that.
Yeah, but
they never
could have come to the next level robot without that kind of money. Right?
Well, he had already fallen in love with her, though, so they were already pretty realistic. But yeah,
I see
what you're saying.
But she was still, like, had mechanical parts inside her and everything. And it allowed Ford to build his narratives. It allowed Bernard to do what he did. It allowed, like, you know, his investment kept the whole place going. And he sold the data to Frenchie.
I know.
Right?
Dude, you kind of made your own bed. Yeah.
And William was a huge part of the effort to upload human consciousness into robots with his own father-in-law.
Yeah.
For years and years and years and years. So I agree with you, Jamie. Ford created them, Ford and Arnold, and there's a lot of hubris in William to claim that. But,
right.
I mean, he's responsible for the success of Westworld, for sure, but not...
Yeah.
I mean, he has no creative genius in this, Jamie. I know what you mean. He's not...
Yeah. He thinks he's more important than he is kind of what I'm getting at. Like, he doesn't... Doing it in a way to take credit for it as much as he's blaming himself for it. Yeah. All right.
Hey,
I
wanted to point out in this episode, do you guys remember, like, in maybe episode 3 or 4, we were having some discussion, and I said, that crime app is ridiculous. There's no way Rehoboam doesn't know that there's a crime app for people to go around and commit crimes. And the machine has to be allowing it. And we had a conversation about that in our commentary. And this episode, I was like, yes, the machine totally knew about the app, not only knew about it, planned it. I was like, so my theory wasn't, yep. I felt like, okay, there's one thing I figured out in the show. I wasn't dead on, but I was 90% on with that.
Yeah.
So, got to pat myself on the back a little bit there.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think the end game is? One episode.
I don't know. That's where I'm curious where the hell they're
going. I don't either.
I'm hoping that by the end of the season, maybe Dolores and Maeve will be on the same page. I said from the beginning, I kind of don't know if I love the fact that they weren't in Westworld, because I feel like this is Westworld. And not that they had to stay in Westworld per se, but I was kind of disappointed they weren't in the park. But there wasn't a lot of host in this one. So I'm kind of curious.
Except,
I hope they, to some extent, get back to the other characters, like the characters that are in the Great Beyond or whatever, that maybe she downloads them somewhere. Like, I want to see those characters back. Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to take off.
I was just going to say, except that they're in Mexico, and Dolores says, the park was modeled after this part of Mexico, so they can totally use the same set, or the same location, and it looks the same. But
right. But, yeah, but I'd like to see those characters come back. I don't like that it's been hardly any host, I guess, is part of my issue with the season. I mean, I get it went there, but I would just like to see it back to more what it was before.
I don't think you're going to see any more. I think
no, I don't.
I mean, they were all destroyed.
That's what I'd like
to see.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
CJ?
I'm curious.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Sorry.
So, I saw the promo. I don't think it will spoil anything for anyone to know that Dolores and Maeve will be back in next week's episode, and they're not dead, right?
And she's got an arm.
I actually was confused by that, you guys, when I thought she was going to set off a bomb. I didn't know what that thing
was.
No, it
was an EMP pulse.
That she was trying to get. Well, but I didn't know what it was, and I thought maybe it was a bomb. I wasn't really sure. And then when everything gets shut off, but then we saw other robots. I was like, wait a minute, how come those two are... It took me a minute to put together
the area. Yeah, but you know, though, it shut the machine off too, though. I feel like that's going to be possibly an important point
well,
of it.
Well, it shut off Solomon. It didn't
well,
shut off.
No, I meant Solomon. I know, yeah. But they were like using Solomon to find out what to do, and like she shut it off.
It was already downloaded on the drive.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
The plan was already downloaded.
Notice,
that's true.
It shut off. But did you notice it shut Solomon off? It, as he said, as saying to Caleb, "I must warn you, though."
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course he loses. Well, but they it all should
yes,
reboot,
of course,
like they do
goes.
Their computers. It'll come back. And the power goes off.
I don't know about that. I don't know about
well,
that. Just because those two come back doesn't mean that's a highly, highly complex piece of machinery.
True, but most computers, even if they go off with the power, they do come back if you restart.
An EMP.
But yeah,
I don't know that everything comes back from an EMP. It's not. I mean, I'm not a scientist, so I can't say that. But I would not be surprised if we learn next week that this incredible piece of machinery doesn't come back, but the robots do.
Yeah, I think there could be consequences, but it's my understanding, like scientifically, I think that it basically just knocks out all the power. I mean, that's essentially what it does, so it would be like a shutdown.
Yeah.
Could that being shut down wrong potentially destroy the computer? Yeah, but I don't think it's necessarily losing the power that would cause it. I think it would be the complications from that, I guess, is what I'm saying. But we don't know. All right.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of power. What powers Maven and I would assume
yeah,
it's nuclear
I'm
or something that powers the robots because they don't ever need to be recharged, so it must be a self, like nuclear.
Yeah,
right?
That's kind of, it's got to have some kind of battery or something because that did confuse me too. I was wondering like why they'd be affected. I mean, like it worked for the story, but I mean, it's usually stuff that runs on like electric power and batteries. But I mean, it's generally, yeah.
An EMP will knock out any electronics.
Right.
And there's they have electronics in them. So.
Right. No, but I mean, I'm curious too, though, what they do run on because I guess I kind of like her assumed it was something a bit more, but I guess not. I mean, it's still a computer, so.
Yeah.
But technically,
anything electronic
was he
knocked out.
Was he talking to him after, though, or was that just in the preview? Because I was going to say, it would have knocked out his, like, the headphone and stuff, too, but I think that was in the preview, his earbud. All right.
I mean, an EMP is not, you know, I don't think, what's wrong with
it's
my
It's an electromagnetic
pulse. I don't really know enough about EMPs, but it's my understanding that lightning is like an EMP. It doesn't just stop power. It fries electronics. Like, it could fry something and, like... Like, I don't think Solomon's coming back. I think Solomon is destroyed by the EMP and whatever about
these
robots.
I think it probably depends on the show. Because the ones I've seen, usually the stuff comes back and it's just like a temporary shutdown. But again, it depends how
Yeah,
they
but you're talking about things you've seen on television, not things we've
no,
learned.
No, I said they could do
right?
a complete
yeah.
different. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what a real...
Yeah.
I haven't experienced
yeah.
one in my life.
The rules of
so
the show are that the two robots will live.
Yes.
I don't think we can have too many... already having multiple all-knowing machines is stupid, and at least one of them's got to go, right? Like, the idea that in this episode we saw the previous all-knowing machine is actually sitting around. Okay, first of all, if you had a thing like Solomon, you only have seven guards. Remember, there are like four guards in the perimeter and three inside. You only have seven guys guarding a machine.
What was
not
the
only machine, but. But, like, there's, like, 1 million people that you put in stasis so they wouldn't bother anyone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
They were problematic, annoying people, so you froze them in stasis and left them there, which I don't know why they didn't kill them. But, and you only leave seven guys to guard that? There's no, like, electronic, there's no robot guards.
True.
There are seven humans. That was maybe the most stupid thing about the whole show this week.
Oh, wait, that robot was with Maeve.
There was one robot guard. There was one robot
that was
guard.
That with Maeve.
And seven useless guys. And there was it was the least secure facility in the history of Westworld.
Yeah, although if nothing else, they did say that the assistant shut down the security. So whatever computer program or security program was running, there was something. They just shut it down in 2 seconds.
Okay, it was clearly inadequate in that case for keeping a million bodies and an all-knowing robot that possibly is bipolar. anyway, sorry about that. I'm ranting about it and not getting on to next week.
Bipolar, but yeah.
I mean, to Jamie's point, most of the robots have been killed, and it's really only Maeve and Dolores are alive, and Bernard and Stubbs, right?
And Clementine,
And Clementine, and I was so excited to see Clementine, and I want to call her Sato, but I honestly forget the woman's name, the dragon lady.
The one who's the armistice from the other group.
Yes, whichever one of you guys predicted we were going to get armistice, we kind of got armistice.
It was me, but I would have rather seen the real armistice.
Panaro.
But the real armistice was never allied with Maeve, and this one was.
Yeah, she was. She fought with her at the beginning when they were breaking out. Because she was with Hector.
Armistice?
Yeah, she was with Hector.
She was not. You're right. I'm wrong.
Yeah, but that's not
true
either. I just hope they don't kill Dolores, Maeve, or.
They won't. The show's renewed for next year.
They need. Right, but that doesn't mean they can't kill people. I'm just saying, I hope at least those three don't. Like, I could see them getting rid of Stubbs or Clementine, because they don't really have a purpose. But
well, I think
Bernard
did zero the entire season. He could probably get killed and get on a better show.
But
I
think
Jeffrey Wright could get a better show.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't know.
No, but I hope he doesn't.
I would like to see William get killed, because right now I would like almost everyone to get killed, because they're all bad this year. Except for Maeve. Like, Dolores has gotten, like, I don't care about Dolores anymore. The Man in Black is just, almost anyone. Maeve and Bernard I'd like to see live. That might be about it. I think Charlotte will live. I think Charlotte is a character that had development this year. And
it's not really Charlotte, though,
so
I don't think it really matters one way or the other what body she's in. But, yeah,
but,
I think you're probably
right. I mean, it's Charlotte. It was Dolores, but she is becoming Charlotte. She believes... She's becoming the better version of Charlotte.
Yeah, kind of.
I think she has
her memories.
I mean,
I think having her memories is like, or not having her memories. She doesn't have her memories. Why did I say that?
she's becoming Charlotte.
Things in her life that were good that she took for granted.
That was her tension all season, was that she was becoming Charlotte.
Sort of. Not literally, but sort of. Yeah.
No, she was becoming a version of Charlotte that was a better version of Charlotte and wanted Charlotte's life.
Yeah.
And Tessa Thompson is, you know, a rising star. And so.
Oh, yeah.
I think she'll. I don't know. AJ, what do you think? Any ideas for next week?
Not a clue. I'm just going to watch it and enjoy it. I couldn't even guess where it was going to go.
Sounds like a plan.
I agree with you. I couldn't even begin to guess what's going to happen with Caleb. Like, what? I have no idea what possible plan exists for Caleb to, like, be the savior of the world and where that's going. And I guess
now
I expect him in season
revenge.
4. You don't sign Aaron Paul for one season, right? He's such a great actor, so.
Right.
Although I think this
is
not his best
work this
week.
Yeah, but he could also be busy with other things because of that, too. So it could be one.
I think... I don't know, but I think this wasn't his best work this week because the show asked him to mostly have an angry face. but
he was overshadowed in this episode.
But I think next week is probably his episode, right? This is supposed to be his moment next week, so we'll see.
Yeah, I would
anyway.
Agree with that. All right, well, we'll have to wait for next week and see.
Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, anything else going on, you guys?
Well,
no.
I think that's about it.
I don't think so. I think that's
my
a wrap.
My
okay.
interview's up. I had mentioned that coming. That's up. But other than that, I think that's about it.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay.
Right.
Well, we'll talk
right.
next week.
We shall do
have
this
a good
again
week,
next
guys.
Week.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.